Egypt number one. Nile FM.
Today is the very, very first Wazaf Wednesday, and we are joined here today by Rihab from Wazaf. She is a career coach, and this is for anyone who is listening who has, you know, no job satisfaction, is really frustrated at work, and you're listening and you're thinking, oh my gosh, is there a way out? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? And we've teamed up with Wazaf. It's not just going to be this Wednesday. It's going to be every Wednesday for the foreseeable future. We're going to be chit-chatting, and we're going to be sort of dissecting every little bit of it. Rihab, good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Sally, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you very much for being with me on this lovely Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
So you are a career coach.
Yes.
Yes, at Wazaf. So tell me, for anyone listening who's like, what is a career coach? What is a career coach?
Okay, so simply a career coach is someone who helps you take better career decisions.
Okay.
You know, you need someone to tell you what is the suitable career for me, what career to pursue. I'm really lost and I don't know how to start career planning.
Yeah.
So he's simply someone who's an expert with the tools that he used to let you discover your own self, discover your skills, and discover your the actual career that is right for you.
Right. And see, that sounds like something like you know when you're like younger and they make you take tests, like aptitude tests and then like your interests and stuff, and like someone tells you that you're meant to be a gardener at the end of it or whatever it is. So is it like that, but is it much more personal? Is that what it is? Like a...
Yes, everyone has the job that actually looks like them.
Okay.
So I don't actually tell them go work in gardening, as you just said. I just tell them that your personality is X and your skill set is Y.
Yeah.
And your values, and you appreciate these stuff.
Yes.
So you go and figure out what is the right career that fits all of these things that you just discussed. So I'm not actually solidly telling him what to do.
Yeah.
But we're drawing the outline and the plan to what can you actually start doing.
Okay. So what can you actually start doing with your life? So anyone listening right now who is in what they feel is a dead-end job or perhaps a career that, you know, they sort of got into and they're just not happy. Can you help outline, you know, what are some of the reasons for dissatisfaction in the workplace for someone who can't really put their finger on it as well?
Yeah, sure. The most important thing that we need to do first is that when you're just unhappy about your job, is that you figure out that there are two main aspects. That you can be unhappy with your company and just your company.
Yeah.
Including your boss, including the working hours, including the location of the company, including your teammates and such.
Okay.
And the other factor is that your daily tasks that you do every day that you work... you open your laptop and you start doing.
Okay.
So you need to differentiate between both, because mixing up reasons could actually cause you to shift the overall career.
Right.
And then you're going to lose some years and stuff.
Okay. So it might not be a matter of the job, the career itself that is a bother to you. It might just be the organization that you're working for.
Exactly. And this is a very common case.
Okay.
They mix up having a horrible boss.
Okay.
And then, okay, I'm going to shift the whole career. Okay. So
yeah.
This is not an actual reason to shift your career. You know?
Okay.
So the reason and the solution here is just shift the company or shift the boss.
Okay.
If it is possible. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's a really good tip, because it's actually a really important differentiation to make.
Exactly.
I've done it many times. I mean, before, obviously, I was very, I'm very happy here at Nile FM. But before I was doing this, I used to work in call centers. And I thought, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll just go to another call center. And I realized I just don't like call centers.
Exactly. You don't like the actual tasks that you do daily on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
All right. That's fantastic. Well, listen, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Rihab more about this and what she does and how she can help you. So be listening. If you have any questions for her, if you are dissatisfied, then get in touch and we'll take it from there. And Rihab has so much more to tell us about, you know, about what to do if you feel like you're in a dead end situation.
Hit music and the most fun. Nile FM's Morning Show with Mark and Sally.
Nile FM.
It is Wazaf Wednesday, our very first in a series of, you know, lots of chats with the wonderful people at Wazaf, who are a recruitment agency and website, and they have some fabulous tips and advice, pieces of advice for you for anyone who is listening who feels really, really, really just not happy where they are at work. And we're talking to Heb this morning, who is a career coach at Wazaf. Hi, Heb. How are you?
Hi, Sally. I'm all good.
All good. All right. Well, Heb, we were just talking about what to do. If someone comes to you and says, I'm not happy with my job. And you said that you have to first differentiate whether you're unhappy with the career or with
the company.
Or with the company. Yeah. Yes. So once you've established that, I mean, it's still very vague. Like, what else do you need to know to be able to really make a decision?
I really need to know their personality type and their set of skills and their values. Starting with the personality type, it's really, really important when it gets to being unhappy with your job.
Okay.
For example, introverts versus extroverts.
Right.
You know, when someone is an introvert, they don't like involving in so many conversations and having too many people dealing with them on a daily basis and involving with external meetings and such.
Right.
So if an introvert's job is to work in sales, for example,
mm-hmm.
so he has to meet on daily basis so many clients and have to do so many phone calls and deal with so many people, so they're gonna be really, really demotivated and oh my god, I need to stop this
and anxious all the time.
On the other side, extroverts who love to deal with people and who gain energy actually from dealing with people,
mm-hmm.
if their job only involves being on a laptop and working with Excel sheets and numbers and data, they're gonna really, really be extremely demotivated. So that's the case, and this is a very, very common case.
Okay.
Introverts versus extroverts, for example.
Is there another dynamic there when it comes to
personal? Yeah, there are lots and lots of dynamics.
Okay.
This is the simple example that I could say.
Okay.
Another example is that when someone is really, really strategic, mm-hmm. and they always see the eagle eye or the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So they better work in something for analysis, strategy, and such, versus someone who are really, really fascinated with details. And for example, they can work as a proofwriter or as a copywriter. They really, really do focus on each and every single word. So these are the difference between another aspect and the personality type. So this is what naturally causes you to be really unhappy.
Right.
For example, I'm an extrovert. I cannot just sit on my laptop for consecutive 3 to 4 hours. I need to just get up and just mingle with people and socialize and then get back to work.
Yeah. So. Which is not everyone's dynamic, of course. So,
exactly.
Because we're all different. And that's, you know, thankfully, because we're all suited to different things.
Yes, exactly. But this is the one main aspect that caused people to be really demotivated from work.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of it is also a lot of people feel like they're forced into careers or they're stuck in careers. But, you know, they've got responsibilities and families and mm-hmm. they don't know how to sort of steer away from that.
Yeah.
So what is your, advice to anyone who wants to do that but is scared to be told, you know, actually you're doing something that's really not suited to your personality type?
Please seek help from experts and not from your friends or family. Please.
Everyone is an expert, Haib. Isn't that right?
No,
isn't
not.
That the rule in Egypt?
They're not, because you need to seek help from experts because, you know, friends and family, they get to be so much emotional about the person. And, oh my God, no, you need to get on this job. You need to high salary. The situation in Egypt is really hard and such. So the expert will tell you, the expert doesn't know you, but he actually cares about you discovering yourself and the actual the career that fits you.
And is able to be more detached about it as well and help you without, it's like going to a doctor as opposed to your mom when you have, you know, a broken leg.
Exactly.
And
the sooner the better, mm-hmm. because, you know, I've called someone yesterday and he told me that for 20 years, he hated getting up to work each and every single morning.
Oh, that's rough.
Yes, and he figured this, luckily, after 20 years.
Yeah.
So the earlier, the better.
Mm-hmm.
But once you discover that you don't like your job, you just need to talk to an expert and not to your friend.
Yes, that makes sense. And, I mean, we have obviously lots of people who are employed and in companies, but there's mm-hmm. also lots of people, you know, young students and fresh graduates who are listening and still seeking jobs and they're looking for anything with a paycheck because they want to be able to go and pay for sushi with their friends and so what would you say to them before they really, you know, dip their toe into the pool of, you know, job employment and all that stuff and job satisfaction?
Okay, so the core value that any fresher could just seek is a steep learning curve and not the high earnings won't come anyway when you're an expert in your job and you have so many years of experience. But generally, a career plan is what will actually get you to try so many career tracks, so many types of companies. For example, if you work in a multinational versus you're working in a startup,
mm-hmm.
this is very different from
the dynamics, of course, completely different.
Yes, what you need to do is that start whether actually before graduating, seeking internships in so many types of companies, so many career tracks, and start eliminating the types of jobs and careers that you didn't like.
Yeah.
And then you will start graduating, or you're being graduated with actually an experience, and mm-hmm. then you will choose the 2 to 3 career tracks that you're deciding to pursue and to look for.
Yeah.
And you really need to have a career plan and a learning plan. Please do not seek just this MBA or this diploma without having a plan.
Okay, well, that's cool. So anyone listening this morning, morning. If you have any questions for Heb, get in touch with us. SMS 1042 with your question. You can also tweet us at Nile FM or get in touch on Facebook.com/NileFM. If you are someone who has a question, we will be answering questions next. Coming up right now, we got some Shawn Mendes for you, and then we'll come back and talk to Heb on What's Up Wednesday. This lovely chat I'm having with Heb, who is a career coach at What's Up. What's Up Wednesdays is what we're doing. We're talking to you about career, and you know, we want you to be happy, whatever it is that you end up doing in life. And so that is what this is all about. Hi, Heb. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It's really nice being here.
It's been really good. It's been really, really informative, actually, learning about, you know, what it is that causes job satisfaction and dissatisfaction and how personality types also play in a large factor in that. And if you, by the way, if you're listening and you missed it, all this will be online very, very soon. You'll be able to listen back to the entire thing. So you can fast forward and rewind and do all those things so you can get all the information. But we did ask if you had any questions this morning. Hello to Amira, who says, "Hi, Sally. Hi, Heb. Every time I apply to a new opportunity, I feel confused about how to write the resume and the cover letter because I find myself writing the same things in each of them, and I want to know the difference." May I know that's a bit of a departure from what we were talking about, but do you have any quick tips for Amira?
Yeah, sure. Hello, Amira. First, when it gets to writing the resume, you need to. It's for sure that you're gonna Google it.
Yeah.
But make sure that you're Google the latest articles and tips that will tell you how to write a CV. A resume, because there are so many tips that are really, really outdated and are really cliche now.
Okay.
So recruiter is going to skip your resume if you just wrote it this way. So you need to Google the latest trends, and there are so many websites and really nice websites that you can Google. And regarding the cover letter, just call it as a motivational letter, where you summarize why are you motivated to work in the X career.
Okay.
It's not really a resume. You don't have to list all your experiences, all your education and stuff. You just need to list your accomplishments and your motivation. What have I done that is not really the normal stuff that I used to do in my work?
Right.
And the motivational to this career. And you should not do it except for if someone or if the company just required you to write the cover letter. Other than this, it's always the resume.
Yeah, so you want it to be something that's full of passion, not something that's sort of stale and very standard. You want something that catches the eye of the employer.
And real passion, not the cliches of working under stress and being ability to work in a team and such.
Yeah, great Excel. Even though no one knows how Excel works.
And sending emails, you'll be surprised.
All right, well, that's great. I hope that's helped you, Amira. Hello, also, we had this lovely message from Dee, who says, "What do you do if you actually like your job, like the people, but you have extremely weak management, which is keeping both you and the company from growing? So this is causing you to get demotivated because you really don't see any results." What would you say to Dee?
Hi, Dee. So having a terrible boss is something that I'm really, really... sorry for, but there's different between having a bad boss and the overall management of the whole company is really not satisfying. So if you really have a bad boss, so you really need to communicate with him. need to communicate with him that the solid issues that is banning you from growing.
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened to me long ago. Once I graduated, I had a terrible boss, and then open communication made it a little bit easier. Not really smooth, but made it a little bit easier, because they just tend to not to listen and tend to they don't even know that you're unhappy. So you need to communicate this, and need to communicate this really solidly. And not just like, "I feel that you don't love me." This is not the kind of feedback that you need to do.
Right.
You need to back up your conversations with numbers and with situations. And the other factor is that the overall management of the company is not really nice for you. So you really need to shift the company because it's just that they're not really nice or they're not really bad, but their values do not suit yours. So you need to search for a company where the company value suits yours. So that's it.
So it's a matter of values. It's not if we stop looking at it from such an emotional point of view.
Exactly. No emotions here. It's just that your values do not mix together. For example, if the company's vision and the overall management, they actually have the values for a flexibility, everything is so loose and everything takes time. And you are a very firm person when it gets to timing and when it gets to schedule. So you're going to be frustrated easily.
Yeah.
So it's not that. It is that the values are different here and nothing more.
All right. Well, thank thank you. Hopefully that's answered Dee's question. And let's get one more question. We had a message come through from Mona, who says, I leave the office daily at 9 p.m. I'm getting such great advice from the coach. Can I know from Raheb what are the simple actions I can do outside work or other from my professional life that helps me have a work and life balance, which is, I think, something a lot of people struggle with, right, Raheb?
Yes, work-life balance. So actually, work-life balance has to do with your own priorities right now.
Yeah.
For example, if I'm a fresh graduate, as we just discussed, and my first priority is to have a learning curve. So you will need to actually spend more time at work, even if no one is actually telling you to do so. But if you have a family and you have lots and lots of other commitments rather than work, so you need to balance a little bit. So it's if the company is forcing you actually to do this, and so you need to, it's a matter of values. As I just
and that's
said.
Another value situation, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But back to the question where the simple actions that you can do to work, this is an exercise that we do through the career coaching meetings. It's something called motivated skills.
Okay.
Each and every single one has this artistic activity that they do, and they actually tend to motivate them. For example, me myself, I love music.
Okay.
Someone can love acting, dancing, and such. So you need to list down all the activities that actually makes you motivated, and you cannot take it as a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And you start doing it even for 2 to 3 hours a week. And this will keep you motivated even if you don't like your job.
So basically, it's just taking the time for yourself, doing something you love will help you be more productive in on the business corporate side
definitely,
of things.
Definitely. Okay. It really helps.
Oh, that's really great. Well, Raheb, thank you so much. That's such great advice. I hope that's helped Mona, Dee, Amira, everyone else listening. And if you have missed this entire bit for whatever reason, then you'll be able to go back and check it out. We're going to have it all over our social media. It is WhatsApp Wednesday, and it is the very first of many, many to come. Raheb, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sally. It's nice to be here.
It's
nice.
So lovely. You're a career coach, and I know you've helped a lot of people. And hopefully, with WhatsApp, we can help even more people.
Yes,
so
hopefully.
Next week, Wednesday, same time, another WhatsApp Wednesday, where we're going to be talking about more things like that, more questions from you as well. Yeah. And that's something to look forward to. So thank you once more.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And have a wonderful day.
We're
going back to work, huh?
Yes.
Do you want to shift your career but don't know where to go?
Yes.
Are you stuck in a job you hate and feel that Sundays are the worst?
That's true.
Are you struggling to find a job? We've teamed up with WhatsApp Coaches to help you plan your career. If you're a senior, student, a fresh graduate, or an experienced professional, don't miss WhatsApp Wednesdays on the Morning Show. Every Wednesday starting 29th August. Back this coming Wednesday. Missed an episode? Check nilefm.com to listen again.
Listen again.
WhatsApp Wednesdays with the Morning Show. 104.2 Nile FM.